This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. Today we have two stories for you. One is a brand new story from us called Visible. It's about a blind man who gets a digital seeing eye dog. It's sort of like a GPS, but for blind people. And our second story is from the folks at Wiretap. It's a piece called Drive Straight Ahead.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
All right, here we go. This is one of the stories that really benefits from headphones. I did a lot of binaural stuff with the mix that you'll really only hear if you listen over headphones, so I highly recommend it. Here we go. This is called Visible.
Hello, I am Visible.
Go on, say hello.
Are you serious?
Of course.
Hello?
Please give me just a moment to access your profile. You must be Thomas. Or do you prefer Tom?
Yeah, Tom works.
You've got it. I'm happy we get to work together, Tom. I'm equipped with a wide variety of navigational features for the visually impaired. Would you like a demo?
Not really.
Tom?
No, thank you. No demo.
Tom?
I don't need another phone.
This isn't a phone.
I just want to be alone, Dee Dee.
Well, too bad. You're under my care and you'll do what I say.
Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
Don't act like one. Come on, just try it for 5 minutes. Just take a walk down the hall and come back.
By myself.
You won't be by yourself, that's the point. All right, if you do this, if you just take a walk and come back, I will let you sulk for the rest of the day, okay? Just 5 minutes. I'll be right here. Okay?
All right.
I have hundreds of unique applications for the visually impaired. With echolocation, I can suggest the contours of your surroundings. Would you like a demonstration?
Sure.
This tone is the elevator. It will become louder as you approach the elevator. Give it a try. Naturally, you can customize these sounds to fit whatever specifications you like. We're coming up on the end of the hall. There's a wheelchair 6 feet ahead and just to your left.
Oh, stop for a second.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm just a little disoriented.
Understandable. In some ways, this is like adjusting to an entirely new sense.
Mm-hmm.
In time, you'll consider me a new pair of eyes. Would you like to turn back?
No, I'm fine. Let's keep going.
With some practice, you may find even simple visual descriptions won't be necessary, though they are, of course, available anytime you like. We've arrived at the elevator. That's enough for now. You did great, Tom. Let's turn back to your room.
Now let's keep going.
We've arrived at the ground floor. The cafeteria is immediately ahead. Would you like to eat lunch?
No, thank you.
Okay, maybe later then. Would you like to head back upstairs?
No, not just yet. Which way is the front entrance? Sounds like a nice day.
The sky has scattered clouds, the temperature is 74 degrees, and there is a light breeze from the northwest.
I love April. It's my favorite. All the smells in the air. Sweet. Colors. I would love to see these colors.
With my palette application, I can distinguish between colors as similar as lilac and mauve. I'd be happy to describe the surroundings to you if you like.
Yeah, okay.
We're facing a lawn with a tall juniper tree in the center. A shaft of sunlight is spread across the tree, causing its bark to appear a shade lighter than burnt umber. Song sparrows are bathing in a puddle directly to your left.
That is very evocative.
Thank you.
Hey, do you think you could describe a painting?
Of course.
There go the sparrows.
I'm receiving a message from Dee Dee, Tom. Would you like to hear it, or save it for later? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Would you like to hear it, or save it for later?
Save it for later?
All right. You're scheduled for ocular therapy in 15 minutes. Would you like to head back upstairs?
Well, can you take me to the Kalb Art Gallery on 24th Street?
I sure can, Tom. Calculating route. We have arrived at the crosswalk. The signal says walk. You can cross now. You have 17 seconds.
Okay, it's just a little overwhelming. There we go.
Are you all right, Tom?
I think I'm fine.
The light will change to don't walk in 5 seconds.
Yep.
Four.
Yep.
Three. Two.
Wait.
You are now crossing against traffic.
Just...
The curb is 7 feet ahead of you. Take it one step at a time. You're now on the other side of the street.
Okay.
Well done.
Oh my God, that was terrifying.
You've accomplished a lot for the day. You should be very proud. Let's turn back.
No.
Ocular therapy begins in 5 minutes.
No. No, we're gonna go to the gallery.
I'm receiving another incoming message from Dee Dee. Would you like to hear it or save it for later?
Save it for later. Yeah, how about this one?
The picture you're facing features two women standing side by side. Both are physically elongated in a mannerist style, and both are peering out at the viewer. The palette is dominated by a combination of vermilion and cadmium yellow with thick applications of paint.
Mm-hmm. That's very precise. Anything else you want to tell me?
That is a complete description of the painting.
Okay, what if I move closer? What do you see now?
My original description is complete.
Yeah, it kind of misses something, don't you think?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I can read you the accompanying description if you prefer. Two Sisters depicts the ambiguous relationship of figures in a space...
Okay. Are there any other paintings on this wall?
To your left is an abstract arrangement in mosaic pattern composed of intersecting vertices of colored squares, alternating in hue from smoky topaz at the periphery to Persian orange in the center.
Okay, but what feelings does it evoke?
I'm afraid I can't say.
Not much of a description.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. My description is accurate.
No, it's not. You have to make me see it.
Are you talking to me, sir?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
Okay, well, can I help you with anything, or?
You know what? Actually, maybe you can. Can you describe this painting?
Oh, well, it's an abstract mixed media in the style of Bauhaus, which captures the spirit of late clay.
I know that, but what is your experience of it? How does it make you feel?
Oh, sure. Well, as I said, it's an abstract, and it's warm and small and personal. It, I think it does a nice job of evoking a sense of memory. Yeah, there's something bittersweet about it. Yeah. When I look at it, it makes me think of that that time when you're just drifting off to sleep, you know? When an idea becomes really vivid in your mind, and then it vanishes and you can't remember what it was, you know, there's that afterglow to it. That's what this painting feels like. It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, would you like to see a price list, or we have that available if you'd like?
I wish I could, but no, thank you. That was a very beautiful description. That's pretty much exactly what I was going for when I painted it.
When you When you painted it?
Yeah, this is one of mine.
You're Thomas Lovell.
Yeah, Tom, please.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I just started working here, obviously. I'm so sorry I didn't recognize
you. No worries, relax. not a test.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you.
I read that you've retired from painting.
Yeah, my eyes aren't what they used to be.
I'm receiving another incoming message from Dee Dee.
Tell her I'm on my way back.
I beg your pardon?
No, I'm sorry. I was talking to my thing.
Message sent.
Would you like to meet some of the folks in the back? They would be delighted to meet you.
I would love to, but I'm late for an appointment, so I gotta get going.
Oh, okay. Sure, sure.
The gallery exit is to your left.
Do you need any help finding the door, or...?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I got it.
The door is now 11 feet in front of you.
It's nice meeting you.
Oh, you too. Take care.
I will be back.
Oh, good.
The door is now 2 feet in front of you.
There might be a test.
Visible. Performed by Russell G. Jones as Tom, Rachel Hamilton as Visible, Anne Carr as the woman in the gallery, and Carrie Kasten as Dee Dee. It was written by Lewis Kornfeld, with help from Diana McCory, and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. Our next story is a piece I heard last November in Ireland at the Hearsay Festival, where it won the top prize for fiction. It was made by the folks at Jonathan Goldstein's show Wiretap, the late great CBC show that ended last year. This story was produced by Mira Bertwin-Tonick and Crystal Duhame. It's called Drive Straight Ahead.
Welcome to your personal navigation system. Head southwest on Bay Street towards Albert Street. At the next light, make a right onto Hampton Street. Merge into the right lane behind the minivan with the family that doesn't fall asleep in front of the TV alone every night. Turn right onto Allen Road. Continue on Allen Road for 1 kilometer. Do not picture your ex-husband Allen. Do not picture him sleeping with his yoga instructor during your honeymoon in Acapulco. Turn left onto Lakeshore Boulevard. Continue along Lakeshore Boulevard. Recall the summers you spent at the lakeside country house that your father sold to feed his gambling addiction. Turn right onto Oakwood Avenue. Slow down as you drive past your first boyfriend's house, Donnie. Don't stop entirely. He might still live there with his parents. Take a slight left onto Wellington. Drive past the donut shop that you frequented as a child. Do not stop to drown your problems in deep-fried dough.
Welcome to Jelly Donuts. May I take your order?
You are now off track. Recalculating. In 0.2 kilometers, take a left onto Benson Avenue. Drive past the company you've devoted 11 years of your life to. Turn right into the parking lot. circle around over and over until the security guard tells you to get lost. At the next light, make a right. Drive past the schoolyard where Miranda once asked you in front of the whole class why you smelled like cabbage and had emptied a garbage can on your head and you ran around in the snow with the can on your head till you smashed into a maple tree and collapsed to the ground. Turn left at the park. Make a slight left onto ramp 17. Merge onto the bridge. Drive straight ahead. Resist the urge to drive off the side into the river. That's it. Just a few more minutes until you're safe on the other side. You're almost there. Turn right onto Country Road. Arriving at destination. Are you not going to get out? Your mother will be happy to see you. What are you doing? Where are you going? Recalculating. Recalculating. You are lost. We are lost. We are lost. We are lost. Recalculating. Recalculating.
Drive Straight Ahead was written by Mira Bertwin-Tonick and Jonathan Goldstein. It's produced by Mira Bertwin-Tonick, Jonathan Goldstein, and Crystal Duhane. Special thanks to Dermot McIntyre, host of the Hearsay Audio Festival. Drive Straight Ahead was the 2015 Hearsay Prize winner for Best Fiction. And if you'd like to know more about our show, we have a website, thetruthpodcast.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our interns are Hannah Herr and Shelby Elatmani. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.